Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to get with Tyler Dragon here in a few moments, covering the NFL for USA Today. He was the former Bengals reporter at the Cincinnati Inquirer, breaking down the AFC title game with the Bengals, 7.5-point underdogs on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've got Tyler Dragon on the line with us right now. Covers the NFL for USA Today and former Bengals reporter at the Cincinnati Inquirer. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. I think you have, like, the coolest last name ever. Dragon? Come on.
Thank you so much. I've definitely got that a time or two.
I'm sure. So, Tyler, you're looking at the Bengals, and it's an organization I think for a long time has been frowned upon, looked upon, laughed at. But here you have this superstar budding quarterback in Joe Burrow that we know well down here. Ja'Marr Chase comes in, and of course you add Joe Mixon to the mix. They already beat Kansas City once, but can they do it on this stage at Arrowhead?
Well, they certainly can do it. As you just said, they have already beaten the Kansas City Chiefs once. It was kind of a thrilling game. Ja'Marr Chase had a record-breaking performance, 266 yards, 11 receptions, 3 touchdowns. Now, can he do the same thing again, this time at Arrowhead Stadium? That is a tall task, but the Bengals are going to need him to have another type of stellar performance to be able to beat Patrick Mahomes and company in Kansas City. The Bengals, they're confident because they just beat this Chiefs team on January 2nd. So I do expect them to have a good performance. The question is that defense going to be able to hold up and be able to contain Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce? And then can the offense continue to score enough points? I do think the Chiefs are going to key in on the Bengals playmakers, especially Ja'Marr Chase. I don't anticipate another 266-yard performance, but can the other players have good days, like the Tyler Boyds, like the Joe Mixons in the backfield, the C.J. Uzomah at tight end. So it's going to be up to the other players for the Cincinnati Bengals as well as Joe Burrow, because I anticipate the Chiefs keen in on Ja'Marr Chase.
If you're the Bengals, do you welcome a shootout again?
I don't think you welcome a shootout. You know the old adage, defense does win championships. And to go to the Super Bowl and to ultimately win a Super Bowl title, you have to make a couple, at least a few, third down stops and force the opposing team to punt the football. And that's what the Bengals did when they beat the Chiefs at Paul Brown Stadium. In the second half, they got a few crucial stops, and that's how they were able to come from behind and rally and win. A shootout probably favors the Kansas City Chiefs because they're at home and because they have such an explosive offense. And you don't want to get into a shootout with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. We just saw what happens when you have that type of game last week at Arrowhead Stadium when they beat the Buffalo Bills in the Thriller.
Tyler, it's almost like you were listening to the show a little while ago when we were talking about that old adage of defense wins championships. And my take on it is a little different. I think that the defenses of today are different, and they don't win as much as the 85 Bears defense wouldn't be as good under these rules because of the rules.
Yeah, you know, all the rules kind of cater to the offense now. And, you know, you can't really put your hands on a receiver too much. The holding calls are more prevalent now. So it is harder to get a defensive stop nowadays. Now the onus is on, you know, creating turnovers, forcing fumbles, interceptions, and then having that crucial sack. That's why edge rushers get paid a lot of money these days. And, you know, if a defense can stop opposing offenses a few times in the second half, that's proven to be enough, especially in the playoffs when you go up against one of these premier quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes. You need a couple crucial stops against him to be able to beat him. And that's, you know, kind of what the Patriots did. It wasn't really a the Buccaneers last year. It wasn't a shootout, but the defense won that game. Everybody's going to talk about Tom Brady and how he had a nice performance, but it was really Tampa Bay's defense and that defensive line being able to neutralize Patrick Mahomes in that offense. So the Bengals, they're going to have to be able to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes and try to create some turnovers and the crucial third down moments in the second half, be able to get some stops and force the Chiefs to punt the football.
How about Monty McPherson though, for their kicker?
He is perfect in the postseason. And for a rookie kicker, that just shows how much of, you know, confidence and faith not only he has in himself, but the Bengals have in him. The Bengals used a late-round draft pick on him, and he has paid dividends. To go perfect in the postseason, that is very impressive, because we've seen kickers, veteran kickers, or even, you know, kickers that have just a few years in the league, miss crucial clutch field goals. But McPherson, he's been captain clutch for the Bengals.
Tyler, 7.5-point underdogs, if you had any coin, would you put it on the Bengals to cover?
I actually picked the Chiefs to win 34-23, so I don't think so. I do think the Chiefs have their antennas up because the Bengals beat them earlier this month, and I know when you have a Chiefs team at the cusp of another Super Bowl, I think that they're going to come out like gangbusters and not let the Bengals get back in it.
Tyler Dragon covering the NFL for USA Today. Was the Bengals reporter for Cincinnati Inquirer. Tyler, on a national perspective, what was your reaction when Sean Payton said he's stepping away?
I was honestly surprised. I know I'm not in the minority with that. But he said, you know, he wants to take it some time away. He doesn't really know what's going to happen next. I have a feeling Drew Brees' retirement last year was weighing on his mind heavily. And when you have a quarterback, don't have a quarterback, that creates a lot of headaches, especially for an offensive-minded head coach. And it was kind of a revolver behind center in New Orleans. I was surprised, to say the least, but I would not be shocked if he comes back in a year or two to coaching again. I don't think he'll be with the New Orleans Saints. I know you all don't want me to say that, but
no, I already said it, Tyler. But I disagree with you though about a year or two, because here's the thing. First off, that team would have to compensate the Saints. Secondly, I think if he signs a net, he says he wants to do TV. So if he does TV, in particular for Fox, say he and Joe Buck are together, Fox is going to want a multi-year commitment out of him.
This is true. This is true. But teams have bought out TV contracts before. This isn't a first-time thing. You know, I can see him staying away from the game a couple seasons. I say a year or two. I'm leaning more on the two-year side. But I don't think his coaching days are over yet.
I won't push back on that at all. I think he indeed will be on an NFL sideline in the next handful of years.
Handful of years. So you have five.
Yeah, I think 4 to 5.
Okay, so check back with me about 2 years. We might have to have a wager on that.
All right, he's 58, so 4 years would put him at 62. I think he would feel like, all right, I got a five-year window to go try to win another Super Bowl. Put him in a as a first ballot lock Hall of Fame coach in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and still at 67, still young enough to do a lot of things.
Yes, most definitely. I would. I know more people have. A lot of people have said this, but I would keep an eye on Dallas. Mike McCarthy, he's not had a really good tenure right now. If the Cowboys say they don't make the playoffs next year, who's to say Jerry Jones won't throw a lot of money at Sean Payton? Or if he if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs in 2023, Jerry Jones, I would not be surprised if he throws a boatload of money at Sean Payton to entice him to come back to an NFL sideline.
Tyler, I get it. I get the fascination with Sean Payton in Dallas and Jerry Jones, but I feel like the only way that would have to happen, I get the money, you know, I get the money, but Sean would have to, or Jerry would actually have to surrender his GM duties as well.
Yes, and as Jerry gets up there in age, I believe he's more inclined to relinquish some of the responsibilities. I used to cover the Cowboys as part of the Dallas Morning News team reporters, and I've gotten that feeling over the past few seasons that he's been able to hand off some responsibilities, not only to his family, but the Cowboys front office. So I can see that happening in Dallas.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton to Dallas would come with Sean Payton handpicking his GM. As crazy as that sounds.
It could, or Sean Payton might want to be his own GM and be a Bill Belichick type in Dallas or wherever he goes. Dallas is just the first team that comes to mind, but who knows a couple years down the line. It's going to be up to if a team has a good quarterback and, you know, surrounding parts around him. I don't see Sean Payton going to a rebuild like he was when he first got to New Orleans. I don't see that happening at all. He's going to go to a team that he feels as though that is ready to compete not only for the playoffs but possibly a Super Bowl.
Tyler, thanks for the phone call. I mean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.